This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We are bringing the holiday cheer all week long with passes to Winterfest at California's Great America. Experience, oh goodness, that's someone having some fun.
Yeah.
That's some holiday cheer right there. Experience the Bay Area's newest and most immersive holiday tradition. Select nights now through December 31st.
Boy, you've heard it 100 times. You can't still be laughing about that.
I'm still laughing.
Yeah, we can.
No, you can't.
All the greatest thrill rides and Winterfest happening right now at California's Great America.
Oh, great, Bryn.
Oh, boy, he's going right by me.
The part that always cracked me up about that is Gretchen back at the studio snickering. You can hear her very quietly going,
let's hear that.
That's her, Gretchen.
The worst.
Select nights now through December 31st. Go experience Winterfest at California's Great America. Great America. Right now, call number 97-800-400-3697. We'll give you a 4-pack of passes to California's Great America. Call now, 800-400-3697.
She's a mean girl, just so you all know.
Ooh, Gretchen's not mean.
Yes,
stop
she
it.
Is.
She was delighting in your...
terror?
Yes.
Yeah, mean lady.
Right. Didn't we duct tape the phone to your hand?
We did.
One?
I duct taped the phone to my hand, yes.
For the best.
It's the only way we got that audio. Anyway, our text number is 800-400-3697.
I mean, that sound is just so... the last thing you expect Vinny to make it for a sound, you know?
Like a girl?
So shrill and... yeah. I remember going to... one of the first times I hung out with him, we went to a haunted house in Philly.
Okay, mm-hmm. Get ready for the lies.
No,
I'm
lies.
Ready.
It was me and Vinny, our producer Spike, and a couple other people from the station. We were like, you know, it's one of those things where you go and you host the night, you say hi to listeners and stuff. So... we decide we're going to go in to the house. And Vinny's like, oh, I don't know. You know, I get scared. I get kind of scared, so I don't know if I want to go in there. And Vinny goes in first, and Spike and I are kind of bringing up the rear. And Vinny just, I swear to God, we're 16 feet inside. He has his hands up in the air. He flings them up, and he just runs back past us shrieking like that. It's like, oh, my God. Like, you know, somebody had touched him or something or some jack-o'-lantern was too scary for him.
That's not what happened at all. But
okay, tell me what happened.
What's your side?
What's your side?
Something scared me.
Yeah.
And I ran for it.
That sounds like what she said.
That sounds crazy.
I don't know.
So just like that.
There weren't that many dramatics.
He literally bowled us over.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I guess, so to speak, I guess we're going through alone. Vinny couldn't make it. We were only 10 feet inside the entrance, and Vinny turns around and runs for it.
Did I say our text number is 800-400-3697? Because it is. Hi, Sarah and Vinny. Could you do a shout out for my daughter, Zoe? Yesterday was her birthday. Did I already do that one?
No, you did Ava Lou.
Yeah. Oh, right. Okay.
Happy birthday, Zoe.
She's now a... I was going to say that. That hurts me, but that was me. So that was... I literally was hurting me.
Well, you went for it, Vinny.
Uh-huh.
No one can ever say you don't go for it.
I know a 10-year-old that plays violin better than Miss Kentucky. I don't care how beautiful you are. Bring the skills.
Yeah. No, that was the lame playing. But she looked pretty doing it. So that's what matters.
801 says, I don't believe the pepper shaker is the dirtiest thing on the table. When I was a server, we emptied and washed all the salt and pepper shakers every week.
Oh. Well, once a
when
week.
When was that? The 40s? How old are you? Nobody does that.
It's nice to think that they
I mean, I would imagine you've graduated to head waiter by now if you're up to that kind of...
Right. Let's keep that table
work
pristine.
Ethic. It's nice.
I like when they do the little bowl of salt, the little bowl of pepper, because I feel like They toss that out. The end. Mm. You know, you ever go into a place and they've just got a little bowl with the salt? And I'm like, great, I'll pinch that. And I trust that they're not putting that back out on anybody else's table.
You do.
I just like to trust that.
Vin. I saw a kid lick a top of the salt shaker one time at a restaurant. Gross. Never again. I never use the salt or pepper shakers at a restaurant.
Mm. I have to. I need the salt.
Charlie Daniels is the best violinist ever. The Devil Went Down to Georgia, says 408.
Oh, that's a good one.
A good song.
That's a great song. What song does that Miley Cyrus song remind me of?
Jolene. It reminds me of Jolene.
Oh, yeah. It is Jolene-esque. Yeah. Maybe that's it.
Yeah. When I went to go see the Eagles at AT&T Park.
Oh, this is going to be good. No, everybody get ready.
The Zac Brown Band played Devil Went Down to Georgia, and it was fantastic. It was so good.
Mm.
And then what happened? They asked you to go backstage?
Yes.
And then what happened?
All the stuff.
Oh. I knew it.
Yeah. You're generous.
Yep.
408 says, 20 years for a boob pic? Seriously. Meanwhile, rapist Brock gets 3 months. Sick.
Oh.
That was a texter. I don't know. I don't know this Brock fellow.
He's the guy from
I know who he is. I'm just trying not to be held liable for what that person just said. Mm. Allegedly. Mm-hmm. Right? I don't know. Can I read that without being in trouble?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Skip it.
Don't read it.
Right.
I'm sorry, but 20 years is a bit excessive when there are men out there raping women and getting nothing but a slap on the wrist.
It must be Kentucky laws or something, because it does seem extreme.
Well, she hasn't been sentenced yet, so that doesn't mean
a lot of times
that
they say you could get up to that.
Right.
Amount.
Sure. And register as a sex offender, right? Mm-hmm.
Sending a boob pic gets 20 years, but Nicki Minaj's boyfriend gets 6 years for killing a man? That's just wrong.
Yeah. Well, that's what a good lawyer will do for you. Hope she gets one of those.
Why did you just laugh when they talked about Hooman being a pirate? Because he's a pirate every year.
Every year.
Right.
He's never anything but a pirate.
Well, sometimes he's a prince, and sometimes he's a pirate prince.
Except that lately, it seems, at least 5 years running, it's just been the pirate.
But he doesn't even put an eye patch on or have a peg leg or a
He
parrot.
Wants to be a handsome pirate. Yeah.
Well, I got to run around, too. I mean, with a peg leg, that would be difficult.
That's
and
true.
An eye patch, I got to see what's going on. People are waving me down.
That's true. It's all true. A bottle of grog. It just says XXX on it.
Right.
Right. Right.
Hey, Sarah and Vinny, I've been a fan of yours. Since your first day on Alice, as I drive a truck for a living, I was able to listen to your whole show every day.
My favorite
bit was the wizard alert. Also the time we found out Sarah was pregnant the first time. I was also very happy when Vin turned things around and came back. But all the great things must come to an end. I retire in a few weeks and for sure I'm not getting up early anymore. I'll check in now and then, but thanks for making my work day much easier.
Well, thank you.
Good luck
you.
In the future, and I hope you can stay on the radio until you want to leave.
Well, oh my God, that's actually a really nice wish. Hey, so radio.com, you can listen to our podcast any time of day. You know, when you're doing the raking or mowing the lawn or something, just have us on. Don't stop listening, please.
707 says, Bryn's sheep sound in the background of the story has me dying. 707 says, my 7-year-old and I were listening to you this morning in the kitchen, and I had to turn you off when you started talking about sex dreams. I didn't think much of it until he went in the other room and started yelling, sex dreams, sex dreams. I said, you can't say that. He said, well, Vinny said it, so it's okay.
That's not the rule. Vinny saying things doesn't make them okay.
Right.
It's not okay. It's okay.
Easy, Bryn. Just take your radio wife, Hooman, to the wedding. That's the fix for the problem you were up against for New Year's?
Yeah,
just taking Hooman there?
Still debating with
take your real-life wife.
Sounds like
why?
Hooman might be down.
408 says, so Vin owes Sarah $105, but now Husky owes Vin $50 a year for the past 5 years.
Yeah,
so Vin's at $145 by my math.
Sweet. All you have to do is collect.
You don't
the
sound
other
like
thing.
A
you
math
pay me
teacher.
Yes, this person does.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You didn't hear
math,
that? There's
yeah.
tons of numbers in there.
That's totally what teachers sound like. All kinds of numbers and
yeah.
stuff.
Kate Jackson was also on the 1970s TV show The Rookies.
Oh,
I don't know that.
I feel like I've heard of The Rookies.
Yeah.
The Rookies. That was before she was an angel, I guess, huh?
Probably, yeah.
415 says, you guys have me cracking up and dying in the car. Vinny, give R&B a chance.
Yeah.
I listen to R&B a lot more than you believe I do. Trust
well,
me.
It's because you're a woman.
Right, and it's a moving car.
So there's no getting out.
No, there is no getting out. And to see the joy it brings her as well. It's like, oh my Lord, she loves
it. Well, she loves singing, you know? She loves karaoke. If you lived near me, we'd learn a few songs for her. She could come over and rock them.
Oh, yeah. This is a
Who's
jam
this?
Right here. This is also Keith Sweat. It was a request by Vinny.
Oh.
I want your body.
Oh, my
oh
goodness.
Oh, my God.
To the very last drop.
Gross.
If your roommate put this on while you guys were getting it on, would you be okay?
I guarantee you Christina knows this song.
Oh, I'm sure she does. What's this one called?
It's called Nobody.
Nobody.
Yeah. Who can sex you? That's so gross.
Yuzi, do you know the song?
It sounds familiar, but I couldn't tell you the words. Nobody.
So cheese ball. Oh my God.
Who can sex you like me? Ugh. You're never sexing me again. Gross. You just ruined it.
He's not talking to you, Sarah.
Well, that's good because
I can't believe girls are so negative about stuff like that too. Why would they fall for that?
Oh,
just watch the text roll in. The text
will
roll in.
All right,
yeah, people love this chick. Keith Sweat.
What 530 says? Why does everything have to be a competition, Hooman? Let them give compliments to Bryn. Just keep your mouth shut for once and be happy for someone else.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Get him!
Can't do it.
Get
him! Aww.
Can Homan be quiet when we talk music, please?
What? Itzhak Perlman's a good choice.
Yeah. I agree.
Play that Paganini again.
No. We heard it. It sounded absolutely great. You were right. He's the best violin player.
Who am I looking at?
Me.
Yourself and somebody else.
Oh.
Somebody just texted it in.
Oh, does she love Keith Sweat too? Or
no, I don't think. Maybe she does. I'm sure she does. Who doesn't? Come on. Right.
Oh, that's the lady that said she had a great time at Winterland and it was so great to meet Vinny.
Oh, that was in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
Walking up.
I don't remember you wearing that shirt. Funny.
That's the shirt I was wearing.
Yeah.
You don't remember it.
No.
What do you mean?
Usually I thought, for some reason, I thought you were in a white button down.
Nope.
Yeah.
I mean, I have one of those. Could have been from another event, but.
Texts are rolling in.
Oh,
I told
love
you.
The...
I told you.
We finished that photo, though, and then I turned around and went, oh, we're right in front of the bathroom. Oh well.
You can get your picture where you can.
314 says, Keith Sweat all day long.
Yep. And the texts are still rolling in.
Yeah, they are.
People love the Keith Sweat. Who knew? Not I.
Hi, guys. I work with radiation, and I trained in radiobiology and radiation physics. Kind of waves that come from cell phones, Apple Watch, Bluetooth, are non-ionizing, meaning they cause no harm.
Yeah, who knows?
The idea that a cell phone can give you cancer is laughable.
Mm.
What if you carry it
right next to your?
No, I was thinking the jailbirds that carry them where the sun doesn't shine. Could that give you cancer?
Well,
yeah,
you might be introducing other particulate that causes something.
Mm.
I don't know.
I don't either. Really, just picture getting a phone call while you're carrying that thing.
Laughable, Human. Finished watching the last episode of season one of Ozark last night. OMG, OMG. So good and so awful at the same time.
Mm.
510 says, sorry, Vin, I deleted my snap.
Oh.
Well, at least the teacher in Kentucky's using snap. I mean, that's right. Good news, right?
No, it's great. I mean, that's good publicity for it today. That story's going to be everywhere.
Let's check the stock.
Yeah, let's see where the stock's at.
Oh, come on, guys.
Let's take a quick look.
Can't you get off me ever?
Oh, it's about the same. Same as yesterday.
Oh, 592?
578.
Oh.
Oh.
Look at the other one.
George Lucas paid for all the power lines to go underground in his view areas in San Anselmo.
Well, that's, you know, he's got all kinds of money.
I heard it was cheap. Weren't you saying that, Bryn?
What
free.
Was that?
Putting the lines underground is cheap, right?
Oh, yeah, it's super. I mean, it's just, what, digging a hole, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Throw them in there, cover it back up.
Yeah. Simple.
Simple.
Is it harder to fix them if anything happens underground as opposed to up above?
Probably. I'm sure there's an access point wherever there's a junction.
Yes.
Conjunction, junction. What's your function?
Okay, let's go ahead and break.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning
show. How much do you love
show.
Me so much?
So much. You are the best.
I know.
I always feel like if anyone's got my back, it's Vinny.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep. Yeah. So,
in your front.
Yeah. We're going to go do a secret show.
We are. You got some stuff for us?
Yeah, I have a couple things. Actually, last week we had done a story about a woman whose father had a new girlfriend that everybody hated.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of response to
I
that.
I bet there are. There's so many different family makeups.
Mm-hmm.
And even for me to even have had comments because I've sort of encountered some stuff, I thought, oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
So I expect it to be fun.
So I've got a couple things, very different outcomes on both of them.
Oh.
And, but, you know, maybe it'll give this person hope. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But The Secret Show is a show that we do in addition to this one. It's like a standalone podcast. It's for grown-ups, 18 and up only. No prudes. You will hate it if you're a Quaker. It's not for you.
It's free.
It is free. So if you don't, you know, try it for free. And
try
it continues to be free after that, whether you like it. And if you don't like it, just don't listen to it.
So little Ava Lou can't listen.
No.
Little Zoe can't listen.
No.
Okay.
It's not for the children.
Rex, you can't listen either. That's my neighbor boy.
Yep.
Rexy.
Someday, though, don't worry. They'll also be there at RadioWallace.com. All right. So have a great day, you guys. I know it's a little early, but tomorrow's Survivor. Yay. And it's
I thought you were going to say it was Friday.
No, that's in 3 days. Three more wake-ups, Vinny.
Oh, man. Once we've given the bad news.
What? No, it's great. 2 weeks from today is Christmas. I know. I know how excited you are about that.
Actually, I'm enjoying it right now. I was trying to explain to my kid, like, Christmas Day is over. Then it's over.
Mm-hmm. It's the
right now is the time. Like, Santa's everywhere.
He's so busy right now,
yeah.
Too. Oh, boy.
It's the best time.
Yeah. All right, have a great day, you guys, and we'll see you on Home Day.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.